This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Indian naval sailing vessel Kaundinya has commenced its maiden overseas voyage from Porbandar, Gujarat to Muscat, Oman. The indigenously built traditional stitched sailing vessel was flagged off today by the Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Western Naval Command, in the presence of the Ambassador of Oman to India and senior officials of the Navy. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that this historic expedition marks a major milestone in India's efforts to revive, understand and celebrate its ancient maritime heritage through a living ocean voyage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed happiness over the embarkment of INSV Kaundinya on her maiden voyage. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO today successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka long-range guided rocket at the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur. The rocket was tested for its maximum range of 120 km, demonstrating all in-flight manoeuvres as planned. The Defence Ministry said that the long-range guided rocket impacted the target with textbook precision. Agriculture, Farmers' Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the central government has introduced a new law, Viksit Bharat Jiramji, to address shortcomings and irregularities in the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MNREGA 2005. The minister was speaking at the state-level Kisan Divas 2025 program at Gaucher in Uttarakhand. He said the guarantee employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days under the new law. The minister also announced setting up of a clean plant centre at Mukteshwar at a cost of 100 crore rupees to provide high-quality fruit-bearing plants to farmers.
125 days mazdoor ko.
The workers will get 125 days of work instead of 100 days. Modi ji's guarantee is of fulfilling the guarantee. And if there is no employment on time, if there is delay, then we have arranged for a separate salary for the long-term workers so that the workers do not face any problem.
The Defence Acquisition Council DAC has cleared proposal worth 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capabilities of the armed forces. Chairing the Defence Acquisition Council meeting in New Delhi today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accorded acceptance of necessity AON for these proposals of the three services. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali Hills. The court took sua motu cognizance of concerns surrounding the revised definition of the Aravali Range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The government has welcomed the apex court's decision. Ministry of Railways has taken measures to mitigate a train movement during foggy weather condition. The ministry has advised the general managers of Northern Railway, North Eastern Railway and North Central Railway to take real-time stock of trains and address issues including catering. Country's industrial production growth surged to over two-year high of 6.7% in November this year on an annual basis. According to the data released by Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the index of industrial production staged a solid comeback, edging higher from upwardly revised rate of 0.5% in October. The Ministry of External Affairs today rejected Pakistan's remarks claiming attacks on minorities in India. Responding to media queries regarding the remarks of spokesperson of Pakistani Ministry of Foreign Affairs, External Affairs Minister spokesperson Ranjit Jaiswal said Pakistan's abysmal record on this front speaks for itself. In shooting, Asian Championships gold medalist Neeru Danda claimed the women's straight gold at the National Shooting Championship at Dr. Karni Singh Range in Delhi today. And that's the end of the news bulletin.